Hello.
Hello, my name is Amron. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person that requested that call?
This is she.
How may I help you today?
I was calling because I was trying to do a claim.
You're trying to do a new unemployment claim? Or are you trying to file your weekly certification?
Do a new unemployment claim.
What's that social security number?
420-230-461.
First and last name.
Tawana Wagner.
Date of birth.
7/18/1986.
And your mother's maiden name.
Wagner, Ethel Wagner.
Okay. It'll take us about 15 to 20 minutes to complete your claim, okay? Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes.
What's that number?
8147-016.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, or you can receive the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Is this going to be a checking or savings account?
Checking.
And what's that routing number?
31. I mean, hold on. 0830-00108.
That account number?
3171-791613.
What's that mailing address?
140 Lee Road, 120 Opelika, Alabama, 36804.
Okay, just to make sure I have that correct, I have 140 Lee Road, 120. Is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
And what's the telephone number starting with the area code?
334-663-0219.
All right, Ms. Wagner. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so I have some randomly generated security questions to ask you. Feel free to cut me off at any point that you hear the correct answer. Which of the following street addresses in Opelika have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1605 Auburn Street, 2202 Stone Street, 2906 Third Avenue, 517 South Antioch Circle, or none of the above?
517 South Antioch.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Mobile, Salem, Birmingham, Jasper, or none of the above?
Salem.
All right. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 438 Rice Road, 626 Jackson Avenue West, 8410 Emerald Lake Drive East, 900 Old Mill Road, or I've never been associated with any of these.
900 Old Mill Road.
Okay. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Okay. And when was the last day that you worked, Ms. Wagner?
February 12th, 2022.
Mhm. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own a business?
No.
Do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 10.
And what's the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
$9.
Okay. And what was that job title that you were working?
Cashier.
And what was the name of the company that you were working for?
Tucker K. All right.
Can I have a phone number for this employer?
It's 334-826-0909.
And when was your start date with them?
September 30th, 2021.
Mhm. And what city and state were you working for them in?
Auburn, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And what's the reason that you're no longer working for them?
I guess I was terminated due to calling out. She never really explained. Okay. I just got a termination.
And what was the name of that supervisor or manager that terminated you?
Marquetta Leonard. I think I gave my wrong hire date. It was September 23rd. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. You said Marquetta?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Ms. Wagner, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right. And do you remember your PIN number from the last time that you filed?
I tried to put it in, but it's been so long, so I can't really remember.
Okay, I can reset it for you. That PIN number is going to be 6186.
Okay.
And that's the last two digits of your social security number and the last two digits of your birth year.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Wagner, we are coming to a close with your unemployment claim. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin immediate unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
That's the website where you will update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you would like to file over the internet, that web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
If you would like to file over the phone, that telephone number is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. You must make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions for us, you can contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ms. Wagner, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
Not this time.
All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a good day.
Mm-hmm.